Welcome back. Ron and Annie and the Car Doctor here. You know, judging by his bio, I have to say that my next guest really doesn't work for a living because he loves what he does and he's very passionate about it. Dan Quirk is the president and CEO of Quirk Enterprises. And Dan has been involved in the automobile business for a very, very long time. And he really enjoys working on cars and he always enjoys finding ways to connect with his customers. And that's part of what they are known for over at the Quincy Group, or I'm sorry, at the Quirk Group. And it's a case that he's always coming up with something different. And I was reading the news this week, and there was a conversation. As I watched the video clip, I thought this would be very informative. Dan has taken teenagers and put them into the selling process or the delivery process when someone purchases a new car at the time of pickup. He's got teenagers explaining the intricacies of how all the technology in the car works. And I said, this is sheer genius. We've got to talk to this gentleman and see how this idea came to pass. So let's all welcome Daniel and his group from Quincy, Mass, the Quirk Ford dealership. Dan, welcome aboard, sir.
Thank you. Great to be here.
This is not an everyday occurrence, is it? I mean, I don't know of anybody else doing it this way in terms of helping old people like me to understand the technology of the car.
Well, I don't know how many dealers do it, but I do know that we put this program together 5 years ago. And the main reason we put the there are several reasons we put the program together. The first one was to satisfy our customers. And many customers that buy cars, all the cars have so much technology in them now. Most customers that are not tech savvy, we would find they wouldn't know how to use the car. They weren't satisfied with the car. So we came up with a way to employ the people, teenage people, high school students, that are all tech-savvy. They grow up with all these items and have the high school students deal with our customers.
You're seeing positive feedback. I can tell by the video. I think one of the nicest things about it is you're also building in a sales force, right? I mean, I'm sure some of those high school kids have grown up, and although it's only been 5 years, but have any of them come back to work for you as salesmen on the floor?
We've had several people come for sales, and the best thing for the student is they deal with people, and they learn how to work, and they deal with people every day, and they gain self-esteem. They show people what they can do, and they have an open mind, and they understand that there's so much opportunity in the automobile business.
You know, in my day, and it's funny, it just dawned on me, that in my day, we worked on cars. We made hot rods, and we put old cars together, and we took three cars and made one. And you could do it then. It was very mechanical. And that gave us self-esteem, and that gave us confidence, and that gave us a reason to just try and do a little bit more. You've actually found a way to do that without them actually having to work on the car, the process of selling the car, and you're utilizing their basic talents of technology. It seems like the kids today grasp onto this much faster than we do.
Well, all young people grow up with this technology now, and people, like I grew up in the 60s, so the only thing that I would be interested in a car is how much horsepower it had, and probably, to your point, is you'd put this car together and you'd get the performance. All cars perform well. Now, young people look for different things in cars, and young people look at things different than old people. It's just a generation thing. But if you look at the cars now and the reason why people buy cars, more people than not buy the technology and what the car will do for them rather than how the car performs, because all cars perform well now.
When I took my youngest daughter out to, she was purchasing a car, and she was going away to grad school, I took her out to four or five different brands and showed them all to her. And I didn't really interfere on this. I didn't, lay down Papa's belief system and say, I just, gave her a gentle nudge here and there and told her what I thought. And she picked out a Ford. She's driving a Ford Escape, a 2014 Escape now. It's just coming up on 2 years old. And I said, so what was it about the Ford that made you want that Ford? And Dan, I'm thinking it's going to be something, a feature, a color, the price. She said, Dad, did you see the the CRT, not the CRT, I'm dating myself, the screen for the display screen for the, you know, the GPS and all the technology on the, yeah. She goes, the Ford has a screen that's 1 inch bigger than the Chevy. She goes, I want as big a screen as I can possibly see to see the map and my songs and, you know, connect my phone. And, you know, it was that 1 inch that sold her on the car. Out of all the features that the Escape has that I like, it was that 1 inch display screen for radio and the map and so forth. So you're right. The kids pick up on the technology at the smallest level, and it just amazes me. What's your customer feedback from this? Do they like it? I mean, has anybody not liked it? Do they feel, you know, that I want somebody older? I want an adult. I don't want to talk to a kid. Has any of that come up?
No, the customers are impressed with the knowledge of young people. If you look at someone that's 15, 16, 17 years old, they're filled with enthusiasm. They're all excited, all right? The customers can sense their sincerity, their enthusiasm. We've never had a customer that has had an issue with this. Most people embrace it. They're so impressed with the knowledge of the young people, and even the people that work in the dealership that aren't as tech-savvy as the young people, it raises the bar for everyone. So as far as the customer goes, the people are very well satisfied.
Now, you're not just a Ford dealership, right, Dan? You've got a couple of, more than a few franchises. Are you utilizing this teenager, you know, delivery program in all the dealerships?
We use it, Ron, in all the dealerships. Some of the dealerships, it depends on how the management staff connects with the younger people. Ford does the best job, but the other dealerships that are Quirk, you utilize this resource also.
Huh. And I bet you're making inroads with the high schools and the work-study programs and all that. And you're teaching the kids responsibility, and I think that's what I liked more than anything about this story. Is that, you know, you're mentoring this generation, Dan, and I commend you for that here on air. Whether you realize it or not, you are, you know, it takes a village to raise a child, and you're raising that child, and you're doing a heck of a job for it. And our hats off to you here. Before I let you go, real quick, you've been in this business a long time. This story aside, what's your favorite car?
Hard to tell. I like all cars. Yeah. It's hard to say which one is your favorite one.
Yeah.
There aren't any, as I said earlier, there aren't any bad cars made, but I like all the cars.
What was your first car?
First car was a Chevrolet Corvette.
Yeah, see, everybody remembers their first car.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and did you ever go out now that you've, I'm sure you have the means and so forth, have you gone out and purchased that car and have it somewhere and every once in a while take it out for a ride?
I do. I have a 58 Corvette that's in my office, and my office is on the second floor.
Yeah. And well, you can't take it out for a ride then, can you? Well,
no,
I guess
it's better to look at than drive.
You know, I find that. I have a friend who has a 60 Corvette, and, you know, he's, because I'm an old Chevy guy from way back. I've got a 55 Chevy, and I've had more than a few, and I'll sit in Jeff's Corvette, and he'll be like, you want to take it out for a ride? No, not really. You know, you can't, you have to reach through the steering wheel to start it, and the wheel is like driving a fishing boat. The steering wheel is so big on those cars. You look at that, and it's just a whole different time frame. Dan, listen, the clock's going to take us, and I just want to know if you would like to sit tight and come back. I got a couple of more questions I'd like to talk to you about. Do you have an extra couple of minutes?
I do.
All right, you sit tight, and we'll be back to talk to you right after this. I'm Ron Naney in the Car Doctor. We'll be back. Welcome back. Ron Naney in the Car Doctor here. You know, we're talking to Dan Quirk. Dan is the president and CEO of Quirk Enterprises up there in Massachusetts, and they have dealerships located all over, 22 locations, Braintree, Quincy, Manchester, Marshfield, all over the New England area. And Dan's with us today. We were talking just prior to going away about his method of introducing technology to customers, that he's using teenagers as part of the sale, but we decided to also ask him to hang around. Dan, you're still there. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about, you've obviously been in the business a long time. How have you seen it change from the service side in terms of just finding mechanics today? What do you have to go through? What sort of a test is that?
It's a challenge to find mechanics. Many people don't realize the opportunity that being a tech, fixing automobiles or trucks or things like that, it's a great career opportunity. We partner with the vocational schools. We try to put a training program together, and we have some people. We try to have our facilities better than our competitors. We buy the best equipment, and we try to make it a good workplace for techs.
When people say to you, you know, I want my son or daughter to, you know, make a good living and retire with a pension, and I'm going to send them to college, and I don't want them to be a mechanic, what thought goes through your mind?
Well, it's unfortunate that people think that that's not a position that is one of prestige and opportunity. A mechanic, a car mechanic is, and the profession itself has come a long way. Car mechanics these days that are proficient make very good money. They have 401k plans. They have future. They have, and the level of pay is commensurate now with plumbers, electricians, all the other trades, which it should be, because products change constantly and people need to be retrained all the time. And college is fine. In college, we have technicians that did go to college.
Right.
But college doesn't make the opportunity. College only makes a situation that you can find something in the workplace. To be a tech, if you're good at it, you can name your price pretty close.
Now, I could go back 30 years and ask you what the industry was like then, and I know you know the answers to that, Dan. But if I just ask you, Dan, go back 5 years, how has the service bay changed and what's required to work on the car from then till now, present day? Is that just a huge difference, or is it just a little bit?
No, there's a huge difference. You know, some of the mechanical items on a vehicle they're upgraded, but they're the same now as they were 5-10 years ago. But the technology in the cars, to go back to our original discussion, to troubleshoot the technology with the equipment and to have the ability to learn how to use the equipment and find something wrong with a car is challenging. So the level of proficiency in those areas that is required for tech has really changed a lot.
Yeah, and it's going to continue to evolve. Do you ever get a chance to go out to the manufacturers and, you know, see what's around the bend, the next generation of automobile? Do you know what's coming?
Well, the manufacturers are, manufacturers, just to be competitive, are always trying to change things. There are electric cars now, all different types of vehicles. And their product plans the next 5-10 years is incredible.
Yeah.
The automobile just continues to improve
and evolve. Do you ever think it'll evolve to the point where we don't need the service department anymore?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, it would be tough, right?
Yeah, everything mechanical breaks.
Yep. So sooner or later. Listen, Dan, the clock's going to take us. I'd just like to plug your website for those in your part of the country should they wish to stop by and see the program, perhaps purchase a car. Why not? Listen, I appreciate and admire what you do, and I'd like to give you the opportunity. Is there a general website or collective website that talks about all that Dan Quirk and the folks out there do and people could find for information?
It's quirkcars.com.
Quirkcars.com. Dan, we appreciate it. Listen, you keep going. Fight the fight. And we'll return. We'll swing back in a couple of 6 months, a year. We'd also like to talk about some other things. We're going to add you to the list of our interviewees if you'd like, because you do a good job on radio. I think you've got a second career.
Thank you, my friend. Ron.
All right, sir. You take good care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. We'll be back right after this.